Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Monday, March 11th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. Tensions are deepening between President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after the two leaders over the weekend presented conflicting assessments of Israel's conduct in its war with Hamas. Appearing on MSNBC's The Saturday Show, Biden warned that an Israeli attack on the southern Gaza city of Rafah would cross a red line, and he accused Netanyahu of jeopardizing Israel's international support through its actions in Gaza. Netanyahu responded yesterday, telling Politico he didn't know exactly what Biden was referring to, but that, quote, if he meant by that, I'm pursuing private policies against the wish of the majority of Israelis, and that that is hurting the interests of Israel, then he's wrong on both counts. The increasing frostiness between the two leaders comes amid failure to secure a ceasefire before the start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Over the weekend, the Journal revealed that the Justice Department has opened a criminal investigation into the Alaska Airlines blowout that happened midair in early January. And now we have gained more insights into the sequence of events that led to that blowout. Boeing workers spotted faulty parts on the plane's fuselage almost immediately after it arrived at a Boeing factory, but failed to repair them straight away. And when they did repair those faults 19 days later, workers removed but never replaced four critical bolts. Such work done outside of the normal production sequence is called traveled work and has been a top priority of Boeing's to eliminate because doing work out of order complicates the already complex process of putting together an airplane. And an apparent effort by the British royal family to address concerns about the health of the Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, appears to have backfired in dramatic fashion. That's as several global news agencies have pulled a photo released by the royal family showing the princess alongside her three children, with the Associated Press saying that the source appears to have manipulated the image. Reuters, Getty, and AFP have also removed the photo from their systems. The image was posted by the royal family on social media Sunday to commemorate Mother's Day in the UK and marks the first official photo of the princess since she underwent abdominal surgery in January. Kensington Palace didn't respond to a request for comment. Stock markets in Asia have ended the day mixed. European shares are down in early trading, and U.S. stock futures are also pointing to a lower open. And we have got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.